Third chapter of Revelation, beginning with verse 14. In chapter 2 and 3 are the letters to the seven churches. And beginning with verse 14 is the letter to the seventh church, which is the church of the Laodiceans. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. The Amen is the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. He is the Amen, the so be it. In other words, he speaks it, that's it. He is the faithful and the true witness. He is the beginning of the creation of God. He's also the ending. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. When we get into this letter, these next few verses, you'll understand why he presents himself this way. He is the Amen. He's the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. In other words, what he says here is the absolute truth, is definite. It's a word. Verse 15, I know your works, that you're neither hot nor cold. I would that you were either cold or hot. In other words, the Laodiceans were indifferent. He'd rather you be cold or hot than to be lukewarm. When a person's indifferent, you can't reach them. If they're completely cold, God can deal with them and reach them. So he says, I don't want you lukewarm. I would rather you be hot or cold. He says, I know your works. But because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In other words, lukewarm Christians, you make God sick. When Henry gets lukewarm, God gets sick. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing. See? This is the attitude of the lukewarm. Man, I'm saved, I'm in there, I've got it. I am rich. I am increased with goods. I don't have need for anything. But you know not that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. The lukewarm, all these things, they're wretched, they're miserable, they're poor, they're blind, and they're naked, but they do not know it because there's a high degree of deception that comes in with lukewarmness. I counsel you to buy me gold tried in the fire, that you might be rich, white raiment, that you might be clothed, and that your shame of your nakedness does not appear. For the lukewarm, the shame of their nakedness is manifest. And that your eyes be anointed with eye salve, that you might see. And then in verse 19, the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. He stands at the door of the Laodicean's heart. And if you can hear his voice, he will come in. Verse 21, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, as I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Very, very difficult to overcome indifference. When lukewarmness sets in, that you're neither hot nor cold, it is very difficult to overcome. But the Lord is merciful, and he knocks on the door of the heart. And if you can hear his voice, and if you can overcome the lukewarmness, to realize your need and open the door, then he will come in and sup with you. And in verse 22, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Now, we do not have any churches today label the Laodicean church. But there are many Laodiceans today within Christianity. Today, there are Presbyterian Laodiceans, there are Baptist Laodiceans, and there's Methodists, and there's Pentecostals, and there's Holiness, there's Charismatics, there's Jehovah's Witnesses, there's Mormons. Within every church, and we have thousands of different kinds today, but in every church, there are Laodiceans. And to these Laodiceans, the Lord is knocking on the door of their hearts and saying, if you will hear his voice and open the door, he will come in and sup with you. May the Laodiceans hear the word of the Lord and overcome that lukewarmness that they might open the door. Henry, have eyes to see the areas of lukewarmness. I honestly believe that within each one of us, makes no difference who we are, makes no difference what kind of Christian we say we are, there's some areas of our life that are lukewarm. Even if there's areas where you're very zealous, there's areas also where you're lukewarm. May we be able to hear the voice of the Lord and open the door that lukewarmness can get out, right, and Christ can get in.
Amen.
Amen.